Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So happy Friday, everyone. We are going to continue our discussion today on getting the greatest return on your time. And I'm going to do something this week that I don't normally do. I'm going to carry this topic over until next week because there's so much here and it's so broad. And there's a lot of tips and ideas that I want to share with you. So today I want to talk about the idea of a task list. And the task list can take tremendous stress off you because one of the challenges is just keeping up with everything that needs to be done. So first and foremost, if you don't just simply keep a list of what you have to do each day, I strongly urge you to start to do this. It will make a big difference in your productivity. And I, for years, used what Stephen Covey called his four quadrant system. And Covey's system was all about prioritizing the tasks that you had to do. And it would be in four quadrants, the first of which was things that are important and urgent. The second was things that were not important, but they were urgent. The third was important, but not urgent. And finally, the fourth would be not important and not urgent. And so I used this system for many years, and I found that almost everything I was getting was going in that important but urgent quadrant. And I stopped paying attention to some of the other ones because I wasn't using them very much. And so from there, I went to an app called Tasks, which is on the iPhone and the iPad, which is just a simple to-do list that can put that you can put deadlines in. Very, very effective, and everything goes in one place. And a few months ago, I started something else that I developed. It was taking the four-quadrant system but reworking the quadrants and what each of them are. So the first of the four quadrants for me is is my general to-do list. And this is where I would prioritize my daily tasks, right there. What do I have to do today? Break it all down, put it in that quadrant one. Quadrant two is reminders, which are things that I have to do that aren't necessarily that urgent. So I know that I've got a trip in August to go to British Columbia, and I haven't booked my flights yet. So that's something that would be on quadrant two for me because it's something I don't want to lose sight of or forget about, but it's also something I really don't need to do today. Quadrant three, that's where I put my goals. So I want to stay focused every day on my five or six big goals in my life. So one of those goals for me is to get 20,000 subscribers to my podcast. So that's a goal that I look at every day. And then from the final quadrant, quadrant four, I look at what are the tasks that I need to do to reach those goals. So one of the tasks I have every day is to record a podcast. Okay, so that's an ongoing thing. And if I keep doing it and the content continues to build, then so do my followers, and eventually I get to that number. Now, there's more to it than that, but that's the basic idea of what I'm looking for. You're just looking at your goals, and then you've got your tasks that are aligned with reaching those goals. And this system is very, very powerful, so I would strongly urge you to take a look at it. And there's really two ways you can do it. You can go old school with paper, literally take a piece of paper, fold it in fours so that you've got four quadrants when you open it up, and just put those four quadrants out the way we talked about. The other option is to go with Priority Matrix. It's an app. It's $4 or $5. You can buy it if you have a smartphone. Should be available on whatever store you can go to find it. I know for Apple, just go to the iTunes store or the App Store, I'm sorry, and you'll find it there. And you can put it on your iPad or your iPhone. But it's very, 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 very effective for doing what we're talking about. And you can rename the quadrants if you need to. So the one thing I ask from you is if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I just ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have someone to keep you moving towards your goals. And I would love to be that coach for you. And in doing this, I would ask that you simply commit to joining me for a few minutes a day while you're at the gym in your headphones, while you're on your way to work in your car. But just take those few minutes and get yourself focused in the right direction. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. So join me Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue to discuss how you can get the greatest return on your time. But remember for today, create a task list. Whether you use what I suggested or not, just get something to take your thoughts out of your mind, get them on paper, and prioritize what you need to do in the order you should do them.